B-Pod Studios.
Now, he's down in Jacksonville. He got the chance to spend a little time with Nick Foles, Super Bowl hero, Philly himself. And he joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline right now, Derek Gunn from NBC Sports Philly. You see him on Quick Slants and all the coverage for Eagles. And right now he joins us. Derek, how you doing today? How's Jacksonville?
Man, hot and humid. It's like 94% humidity down here. But I love the hot weather anyway, man.
Thank
you guys for having me on.
Man, Derek, I was just down there. Anthony and I were down in Orlando at Disney World. And I said it was like Satan's kitchen and he left the oven open down there.
You know, that's a pretty good description. If you're not from here, it takes some getting used to be down here. You walk outside, man, and humidity just sucks the breath right out of you.
Yeah, if you wear glasses, you can't see them. They fog up immediately.
Exactly.
All right, Derek, so you've been down there for a few days. You had a chance to spend a little time with Nick Foles. How was the conversation? I know you got some good nuggets out of it about wearing the number 9 and his chances of maybe playing a game tomorrow night. What'd you learn from Nick Foles and his time so far in Jacksonville?
Well, you know, he's happy to finally have a team of his own. He truly misses Philadelphia, the fan base, and what that organization did for him over the last couple of years. And you know, it was funny, man, when I asked him jokingly, I said, wait a minute. I said, the punter's wearing number 9 and you're wearing number 7. How do you let the punter have your number? And he said immediately, he says, look, that number belongs to Philadelphia. It's a special number to me, but it pertains to that city. And he said, I will always have a love for Philadelphia. I will always go back and visit Philadelphia. But he said his number 7 was his favorite number for a long time. And when he came back here, it just wasn't available. So he just, he took 9 instead of 7. But 7, for some reason, has always been his favorite number. And he understands that, you know, there's a lot of pressure on him here. You know, he's got the money now. People down here are looking at him as the savior of a franchise that since its inception in 1995 has been to the AFC Championship game only 3 times and has only been to the playoffs 1 time since 2007 season. So this area here is dying for a winning team, a team they can be very proud of. And he understands that. And as he did in Philadelphia, he continues to stay in the moment. He will tell anybody who listens, you have to stay in the moment. Don't look too far ahead. Take it one play at a time, the next step, and then the next step. And he says it's going to take some time to change the culture here. But he's going to keep harping on that message time and time again. And by the way, my full interview with Nick Foles will be available on our website, NBCSportsPhiladelphia.com, coming up at noon today. So anybody who wants to listen to the full Nick Foles interview, I only got to spend 5 minutes with him because Tony Dungy was down here and he was giving the team an inspirational message in the locker room, and Nick didn't want to miss that. Had a chance to talk to Tony Dungy, had a chance to talk to Najee Good, who's down here as well. So, if you want to listen to the full Nick Foles interview, just go to our website, NBCSportsPhiladelphia.com.
What's up, D-Gun? It's Andrew here. You put out the tweet yesterday, Nick Foles will not be playing in Thursday night's game against the Eagles. We still don't know whether or not Carson Wentz will be playing, but I'm going to guess that we're not going to see Carson Wentz tomorrow night for preseason week number 2. What do you think? There's been a lot of debate whether or not Carson should participate in any of the preseason games. What's your feeling toward that? Do you think he should get his feet wet before week 1, or do you think they should just hold off and let him start week 1?
Well, you look at his injury history over the last couple of years, and I don't want to say he's injury prone, but then you fast forward to recently, and you look at the fluke injury that Nate Sudfeld had. You know, he was just bracing his fall and broke his wrist. Now he's out 6 to 8 weeks. And you look at the volumes of injuries that are happening across the board in the National Football League in preseason games, and I'm inclined to keep my frontline players out until the regular season. It has always been customary, as you guys know. You know, the starters play one series the first game, maybe a couple series or a quarter the second, into the third quarter, the third game. But I've changed my way of thinking in that regard. You know, you look at a lot of the prominent quarterbacks across the league, they either play a couple of series or in a third game, or they don't play at all until the regular season. It doesn't seem to affect them when they hit the ground running when the game counts. Now, if Carson was a first-year quarterback like you have in Arizona, or a young second-year quarterback like you have in Baltimore, okay, you give him some substantial reps. But Carson knows his offense inside and out. He's played with a lot of the weapons, and you couple that with the fact Lane Johnson is shut down till the regular season. Brandon Brooks is still rehabbing from the Achilles. Jason Peters is still working through some things. He only practices about 60% of the snaps. If your frontline guys are not out there, why in the world would I put my franchise quarterback out there? So, no, I would say keep Carson Wentz, wrap him up, storm in a vault until September 8th.
Yeah, just let him in that controlled environment of practice, work out his kinks there, and the chemistry that he's going to have to develop with guys like DeSean Jackson. Hey, Derek, do you get the sense that the team is of that same thinking, too, that Doug Peterson is of that same thinking? He hasn't been definitive about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you might get a few guys like a Malik Jackson who may get to play a few more reps just to get acclimated to what Jim Schwartz is doing. And then, you know, you look at the defensive side as well. I mean, you know, three of your frontline cornerbacks are nicked up. You know, a couple of them are still rehabbing. One got injured in training camp. So, I think you would have to think that way. You're already thin at linebacker as it is. Zach Brown has been relatively quiet. Nate Gary, I don't know what he is or what he isn't. Paul Worlow, you know, has been quiet throughout camp. You know, give those kind of guys more reps to get acclimated, to get up to speed. But if your frontline guy, Fletcher Cox doesn't need to play. Brandon Graham should not be playing. Vinnie Curry, you know, even though he was gone for a year, he knows what Jim Schwartz wants of him. He knows his defense inside and out. And I know it doesn't help in terms of ticket sales. You know, I was talking to a good friend of mine down here who's head of communications for the Jaguars. I've known him for 30 years. And he says, you know, when they sit in meetings with the salespeople, it's hard to sell tickets for preseason games when your frontline guys aren't playing. But what's the bigger picture? You want your guys to be ready to play when the games count. You know, throughout the course of a 16-game season, you're going to lose some significant players along the way. You just want to protect yourself against losing them before you hit the ground running when the games count.
Speaking of Derek Gunn on the Comcast Business Hotline, Derek, there was a report yesterday from John McClain, who's been covering the Houston Texans for a while now. He mentioned that he'd be surprised if Jadeveon Clowney isn't traded. And, of course, that caught a lot of the attention from Eagles fans. And he mentioned that they need an upgrade at left tackle. So a lot of people immediately think of Halepuli Vaitai. Is there any chance that the Eagles could land Clowney? And what would it take to get Jadeveon Clowney in an Eagles uniform?
Well, even if you sign him for 1 year, what is it going to cost you, $14, $15 million? Do the Eagles have that kind of cap space right now? But I don't put anything past Howie Roseman. You know, if Howie determines that he wants this guy and if it's a fit for what they do in Jim Schwartz's scheme, I wouldn't be surprised if Howie found a way to do it. Financially, I think that's a steep price right now. But I do believe the Eagles need a fourth DN. You know, you look at Jim Schwartz, he likes to have a four-man rotation. And I talked to Brandon Graham about this, and he seems, you know, he kind of laughed it off and said, you look at 2017, when you had a career high 9.5 sacks, you only played 63% of the snaps. But out of necessity, he played almost 74% of the snaps in 2018, and his sack total was only 4. And he doesn't think there's anything to that. But I think Brandon Graham is a fresher guy if you play him less snaps, especially in the fourth quarter. And right now, we don't know who that fourth defensive end is. You know, there's a lot of question marks. You know, when guys look good in training camp, guys look good in the preseason game. But again, you're not playing against frontline guys in a lot of cases. So if Howie deems that we could really use a frontline guy to go to a Fletcher Cox with a Tim Jernigan, a Malik Jackson, a Brandon Graham, Howie Roseman could find a way to do it. So I'd be shocked if he was able to pull it off. But again, I've said it time and time again, don't put anything past Howie.
Yeah, he's a master manipulator of the cap. He's really proven that, and he's also shown, you're exactly right, Derek, that if he's got an opportunity that he thinks can really help him, he'll swing for it. No question.
Absolutely.
Last question for Derek on NBC Sports Philly on the Comcast Business Highlight. You can check out his interview with Nick Foles coming up at noon on NBC Sports Philly's website. Derek, is there anybody on this in camp right now that we presume is going to be on this team and make the 53 that may be in danger of being cut? It happens around the NFL every year. There's a guy you go, oh my goodness, how did he get cut? We didn't see that coming. Is there a guy on the Eagles that could fit in that category? We may be shocked that he doesn't make this team.
Man, that's a tough one. I would say let's look at a Wendell Smallwood. I think he's capable of playing in his league. He's shown that he can play in his league. You know, Miles Sanders is going to be elevated as he continues to grasp the NFL concept. Corey Clement is an incumbent in terms of a backup role. They didn't bring Jordan Howard here to sit him on the bench. But how many backs are Eagles going to keep? Four or five? Darren Sproles is here for a reason. So that's four backs right there. Now, Josh Adams fell out of grace during the playoffs last year, and he didn't help himself when he fumbled in their first preseason game. But it's just hard to get a feel on what the Eagles like in terms of that fourth or fifth back. Do they like the power back of a Josh Adams when he's between the tackles? He can keep the legs churning and pick you up the extra yard. Do they like the flashiness of a Wendell who can scat, make people miss, catch it out of the backfield, and if he gets past you, he can leave a defender in the dust. But I keep looking at his situation and wonder exactly what they think of Wendell. And who knows, they might even try to use him as trade bait to get a draft pick somewhere down the road as well. So when you put it in that regard, I would say his name jumps out first and foremost to me.
Derek, I got one more for you. Andre Dillard, 2 days in a row, it seemed like he got in a little fight at practice. I don't know if you've had a chance to speak to Dillard, and there, one of the days he got very emotional after practice. Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman had him apologize. What kind of person is Andre Dillard? Is it just the competitor in him? What's going on in practice that has made him get emotional over the last 2 days?
Well, I haven't had a chance to really get to know him. He seems like a nice guy when we've talked to him occasionally. Seems like a very soft-spoken guy, low-key kind of guy. But here's the way I view it. You're a first-round draft pick. You're trying to make a niche in the National Football League. You come into a situation, and that's the case with any first-round pick, and everybody's looking at you. You know, you have days. There are hot days out there. You make mistakes as a rookie. Coaches may get on you a little bit more. You got defensive players who are jaw-jacking with you, getting inside your head. You're hot, you're tired, and all of a sudden the emotions take over. And that's where Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman jump in and say, hey, look, these things happen, but you can't make it personal. And that's why he called both Derek Barnett and Dillard together and had them shake hands. Barnett understands that he's been here a little bit longer than a Dillard. But I think it boils down to frustrations. You know, when you go from being a big man on a college campus to now you're a big man in terms of where you're drafted, but you're a small, you know, small fish in a big pond in the professional ranks. You've got to learn your way. You've got to earn your way. And it doesn't come without stumbling along the way. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to have frustrations. But the good thing for Andre Dillard, he's learning from one of the best to ever play that position on the left side in Jason Peters. You've got other veterans like Elaine Johnson and a big V you could actually lean on to help you get through tough times. So it's a part of the growing process, not just physically, but mentally as well as a professional athlete.
Yeah, very well said. Hey, Derek, we'll be checking out that interview with Nick Foles on the NBC Sports Philly website. We'll be watching on Quick Slants and all the Eagles coverage. We appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the game tomorrow night.
Always a pleasure, man. And tell everybody out there, don't forget, check us out, Eagles Pregame Live, 6 to 7 tomorrow on NBC Sports Philadelphia, our Plus channel, 6 to 7 tomorrow. You know who's there. Michael's there, Seth, Ray, Barrett, myself, Ruben Frank, John Clark, all the latest information you could want before the Eagles kick off against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
We'll be watching, man. Appreciate it, Derek.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
There you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.